Danielia Cotton. I bet your whole entire life you've gotten Daniela, am I right?
Oh, it's so many variations. Danula, Danella, yes.
Are you for real? It's no. Not, I mean, honestly, if you like have a basic grasp on the English language, which I kind of do, you should be able to at least say.
But it's not exactly spelled phonetically.
Right.
So my mom would spell it in kindergarten for the teachers, like D-A/ K-N-E-E-L, like Neil, dash Y-A. Yeah, Danelia. Can't go wrong there.
Do you still have the Danny nickname or no?
Everybody calls me Danny.
Yeah, and you're okay with it?
Yeah.
You've embraced it?
My mother only called me Danelia when I was in trouble.
Yeah, that's like me. I'm Jonathan, so like, but I go by John. Jonathan's like,
Jonathan!
Yeah, you put bubblegum in the VCR! I'm aging myself, but I don't care. It's fine. So, thanks for coming.
Thank you for
having me. The album is really great. The album's called The Gun in Your Hand. And I know that this is what, your third album?
Yes. This is our third full length, and we have two EPs.
I mean, you've had kind of a crappy couple of years, right?
Well, I mean, it's been deep. I mean, it's kind of what made the album, making the album kind of great. I had somewhere to put it all. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the music is so uplifting, though, in a lot of ways. I mean, I don't know, lyrically, I get it. There's weight to it, but, like...
Well, The Lighthouse Keeper, even the single that we first put to radio, was about a lighthouse keeper needing a lighthouse keeper. Like, I am the lighthouse keeper, and I'm sinking fast.
Yeah.
You know, so it's... The whole album is more... I'm definitely a survival person.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to try to see the lighter side of things. And I if I'm going down, I'm definitely a person to wave and be like, I'm going down. You know? I do elicit help from my core group when I'm going down, which I think is a good survival technique.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to put you through everything that you've been through.
Yeah.
But just generally for people who aren't familiar with your story. I know that you lost twins, right?
Yeah.
After 5 months.
Yeah.
And you're a cancer survivor.
Yes, I am.
Right?
Yeah.
And you ran the marathon. That was the thing for
four,
me.
That was my fourth one.
So what?
Yeah.
You ran four? I can't run one. I can barely walk to my car.
Oh my God.
That's impressive.
Well, we're actually going to be, I'm going to be doing a lockdown with a writer, and we're going to start first with a magazine article, potentially do a book, and kind of speak about sort of IVF to rock and roll, sort of the whole entire experience, because I think it's really... Even when I look back on it, I can't believe that it's all happened and how I sort of navigated through it. But that's the beauty of art. I've always believed that it helps you recycle pain and make something beautiful out of it. So
now the one thing that like I know, like writing for me is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. But once you're done writing, you know, I guess it's kind of over. With music, do you get the same sense of relief when you're performing the songs? That like, does it bring you to that place?
Well, no. I'm the kind of performer that I write so that I go there every single time, which is why I'm careful about what I write, mm-hmm. because I have to go there healthily every single time, because I'm a pretty emotional performer.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, and every time you go back into it a different way, but it's a real way, and, you know, and then you write another song when you get to the next thing, you know?
Right.
So,
I guess it's the same thing, except different, because, mm-hmm. like, you write, like, deeply meaningful things, and my biggest... claim to fame is writing a book about celebrity men's mustaches. So I guess there's probably a difference between
it's true.
Wow,
that's deep. I
mean, my parents aren't exactly proud, but they think it's kind of cool, I guess. I don't know.
I like it. That's a little kitschy.
Yeah, you know. So talk to me about like what you've been doing. I know that the album came out in the fall.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're obviously like still hitting the pavement, really.
Yeah, I mean, it took us a minute to get it together, and then I have great publicists, and, you know, we're just now, like, getting our team together. Yeah. I have a really great booking agent that I love, and so now we're starting to go out and really, like, do something with it. Licensing is deep, too. You know, you try to get yourself placed into film and television. It's another way to sustain and also to get your music out there. But I'm already, like, thinking of the next album as we're trying to, you know, tour and do this. And, you know, you miss, I think we miss, like, that Grammy window, but it doesn't mean you're not eligible for next year.
Oh, nice.
So that's something that you think about, because after the Alabama Shakes came out of nowhere,
right.
Now little indie groups have the hope that they can, you know, find somebody who's on the voting committee and be like, hey, nominate us! Nominate us! so, but, you know, I mean, this will have its moment. And there's, you know, a few covers on there. Like, I love Purple Rain.
Yeah.
It's just really...
And you do a kick-ass.
It's a beautiful...
kick-ass version.
We do, actually, live a much more traditional version of
really?
It.
Really?
Which is why the producer of this, Kevin
Scanlon... You keep pointing. I should have some, like,
Kevin actually suggested doing it a little different for the album. And it really came out beautiful, almost like... You know, he said, what does it mean to you? And because I have to live in the song, and I always thought it sounds like an apology. Mm-hmm. I never meant to cause you any sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I approached it like it was an apology.
Mm-hmm.
I only want to see you happy. And that's how we approached it. And I just thought it came out really beautiful in that way. You know,
no, it did.
Yeah.
Prince is like a genius on so many different mm-hmm, levels. It's mm-hmm. not even funny.
No.
It's really not. So, okay, so you're going to be touring, still touring, I should say,
mm-hmm.
and then new album. I'm
already writing with a few of the guys that I've played with for a long time in the band, and you know, you think about the next thing that you're going to do. You know, this album sort of I stretched out a little bit, like on songs like Easy, because I was really listening to Radiohead, and you know, so there's other places that I kind of want to go and still be me.
Yeah.
So you know, there's lots of territory to, you know, cover and places, new places to go. So, but I'm still very much dedicated to Gun in Your Hand,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing a few like cancer benefits, and so there's still a lot, you know, life left there. So.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I can see right off the bat with you is that, you know, when life gives you lemons, it's such a shitty thing to say, but like, but like, you're like, all right, you take the lemons, you just keep walking with them,
kind of,
you know what I mean? And that's really the only way to keep doing it.
Well, I mean, I can go down, but I get back up.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have valleys, and you gain character in this life, not from the moments when it's great.
Yeah.
The character is built when you are down. So I figure that I must be being, you know, God or somebody up above must be grooming me to be a world leader, because the guy that wrote this book said that like all the people that like became great, they had to overcome so much adversity.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to be a leader. I'm going to be the president.
Go to Russia. You'd be a better leader than Putin.
So,
yeah.
So it's cool. You know, it's all good.
Cool. And I mean, do you think, I mean, obviously you're in a much better place right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, the new album will be a nice...
No, it's a nice...
story of survival,
pretty
much, right?
And it, you know, you go back and you see where you've come from, where you've been, where you're going. I mean, it's a sort of... Life is a journey. It's a continuous journey, you know?
And I bet part of that journey is getting people to, like, hear your voice versus... You're not exactly, like... the total package when I think rocker chick. Like, you know what I mean? And just breaking down the barriers of, okay, you just mentioned you listen to Radiohead.
Yeah, well...
I mean, like, 9 out of 10 people would be like, she doesn't know a Radiohead song, you know?
No, oh my God.
Am I right, though?
No, it's probably true. But yeah. I love Radiohead. Like, right now, I love the song The Daily Mail on there, mm-hmm. one little EP. It's mm-hmm. like, I can't, it's like, I just rewind, but okay, computer, the whole album, okay?
Yeah. Well, it's not like the most uplifting albums to listen to. Like, so, like, when I'm feeling down, honestly, I'll listen to How to Completely Disappear or Disappear Completely, whatever it is, like in the dark. And I need to get out of that funk.
Fuck yeah. No, I mean, for me, it's uplifting. I just think the music is so, like, melodic and layered. And it's like what I like about even the Daily Mail, it's like, it seems like there's three different movements in it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I mean, awesome.
There shouldn't be a way that you classify a rock artist.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of what sets, you know, me apart in that way. But, you know, I'm black and Puerto Rican singing rock and roll in a white lace dress.
Yeah.
So I don't think there should be a convention of, you know, what it is. That's rock and roll. That's sort of like anti-rock and roll. Rock and roll is anything. It's anything.
You're actually more rock and roll than people probably give you credit for. Just the whole package is pretty rock and roll.
I think so.
F that. Let's drop some F bombs. Let's go crazy. Let's bring some.
No,
shit.
Dude. I thought about that. I mean,
yeah.
Deep Dark Love, our third single.
Yeah.
It got pulled from radio because I said Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, and in the song. And the song is about, you know, infidelity and cheating. And it just used those two characters. And I didn't write the lyrics. It was written by Kevin. And when it went to radio, I chose not to change it. You know, like, I'm with the one I love and I forget you. You know, like, I didn't want to do that. I was like, no.
Well, good for you.
This is rock and roll. But people called in and they were like, did she just say Jesus and Mary Magdalene? What is deep, dark love? Is that some sexual thing? You know,
oh,
so it's like, I was like, you know what? And they pulled it. They had to. They were like, we love it, but we got to pull it because our audience is not. And you think it's 2013 and you can't.
You would think so.
You know, so it
I mean,
wasn't
some
like.
Some of the pop songs, even, like One Direction singing about some messed up stuff,
really?
I'm sure.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I was like, really? So, no, but I mean, I think you have to have, you know, the journey can be long sometimes, especially if you. It's important to you to have artistic integrity, which to me it has always been.
Sure.
So I just can't do it. Like when they're like, can we change the word? I'm just like, can't do it.
F that. Jim Morrison didn't want you to.
No. So I think, you know, rock and roll's got to live on. And we have to be true to sort of the original spirit of it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
F-bomb before you leave? Yeah.
Fuck you. No.
We'll edit that out, kids. No. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And what song are you about to play?
Lighthouse Keeper.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. All right.
Thanks.